Hello and welcome to Just Needs, a podcast where we talk about parenting children with disabilities. I'm your host, Christina Kozik, and let me just say I'm so glad you're here. This podcast is a project of Exceptional Lives, a nonprofit organization that supports families like yours. You can learn more about Exceptional Lives at our website, www.exceptionallives.org. Life is all about transitions. As soon as our beautiful new child is born, it starts, doesn't it? Oh my, this child is here. Now what do I do? Then, oh my goodness, my baby has to leave me and go to daycare. To, are they ready for the pressures of school? This week, I want to talk about a very important transition that happens for our children with disabilities, the transition from school to adulthood. Our kids are constantly moving into new phases of life. They are excited and probably scared as well. As parents, these transitions are usually scarier for us because we have to let go a little bit more each time and trust that they will be okay. Of course, that's how it's supposed to be though, right? They should get more and more independent with each passing year. You might think it's easier as they grow up, but for some, the hardest transition can be from the comfort and structure of school to the vast unknown land of adult life. This transition seems to be the biggest, scariest, insert whatever strong emotion you want here, when our teens with disabilities leaves high school. Teens with disabilities can get a lot of support in school through their IEP, but that ends as soon as they leave high school or they turn 22, whichever comes first. What also may end for many is the expectation that they will keep living with us, their family, and that we'll be there to take care of their needs. Of course, we'll always be there to take care of them, but we need to start letting go and help them be as independent as they are able. And this age is when it really hits home, no pun intended. For your child that has a disability, it can be hard to envision their future as an adult. It may be hard to know how much they can do independently and what kind of support they will really need. Of course, this looks different for every child, or young adults as they are by this time. Some of our new young adults will be looking for a job to give them purpose and a living wage. Others will be braving the halls of college or technical school. Those who need help with basic activities of daily living will require some creativity and persistence to find a living situation that has a caring circle of support and meaningful community engagement. This is daunting, but there are programs and services to help. The key is to start exploring your child's vision of adult life as early as possible. Make sure that they get the help they need to prepare and set up their support system well before the transition out of school. It's important to start as early as you can. I want to give you 3 tips to really help you get ready for life after the IEP. Tip 1 is create a good transition plan to prepare your child for their adult goals. Transition planning starts in school with your child's IEP team. The school must start this at least by the age of 16 and sometimes earlier in certain states. You will create a transition plan that includes your child's goals for adult life and the supports and programs to help them be ready to meet those goals. Make sure to aim high and advocate for the support your child needs. Supports to help your child get ready for life after high school may include job readiness training, social skills classes, internships, or training in basic independent skills like taking the bus and shopping for groceries. If your child's goal is to go to college, then they may need help with tutoring, study skills training, or accommodations for taking college entrance tests. The transition planning process will also help connect you to adult service agencies that can help your child find work and live as independently as possible. Tip number 2. Give your child increasing responsibilities so that they'll be ready for adult life. Once your child is on their own, they'll need to step up and be more independent. Think of things that you may be doing for your child now. Maybe you set up meetings with their teachers, or you're reminding them to get to work on time. Do you help with the laundry and the dishes? And a lot of us help make doctor's appointments for our kids. Depending on their abilities, many things we do for our kids in high school are things that they will have to learn to do for themselves eventually. Help them learn these skills now while they're still living with you. You can do this by making a list of the activities that you do for your child. Talk with them about which ones they feel like they can start doing on their own. Help them learn these tasks and let them practice. Add new ones as they get older. And don't forget to help them learn how to ask for help when they need it. And tip 3, start letting go while they are still in your care. Let your child grow up. I know that's easier said than done. Let them do things on their own. Let them spend some time away from you. This is hard when you know that many activities are hard for them and that they will have to struggle. But you may be surprised when you let go and see what your child can accomplish on their own. The transition from school to adulthood for youth with disabilities is a tough one for both parents and young adults, but there is help and support. We're here to help you find the resources, guide your child through, and let them show you what they can do. This podcast was written by Julie McKinney and presented by me, Christina Kozik, for Exceptional Lives. You can subscribe and follow the podcast at our website, www.exceptionallives.org/justneedspodcast. Our website also has blogs, guides, upcoming events, and a resource directory for Massachusetts and Louisiana. We'd love for you to follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Exceptional Lives. If you enjoyed this episode, please let us know by leaving a 5-star rating or review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you're listening.